A chorus of humpback whale sounds captured by underwater microphones off the New South Wales south coast is giving researchers a brand new understanding of whale migration patterns. That is just some of the incredible audio researchers have been able to record off the coast of Batemans Bay of whales migrating for the breeding season. Olaf Meinacker is a research fellow at the Whales and Climate Research Program at Griffith University. Olaf, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Mel.
How do you go about capturing audio like that? Most ordinary microphones don't mix very well with water. So what special technology have you got for capturing those sounds?
Yeah, it turns out that those underwater microphones are actually quite expensive because they need to be pressure-proofed and waterproofed, and they also need to last very long underwater. So we actually deployed a unit at Batemans Bay this year and last year, and it was down there for about 6 months. So it's been recording through all that time and recording a lot of sound.
They're recording, you know, 24/7 during the migration season. So how do you sift through all of that audio?
Yeah, so there's two ways about it. And we've taken the hard approach to start with, which is actually going through it manually. And that means we display the frequencies, so we visualize it. And usually, I mean, humpback whales have very specific frequencies, so it's relatively easy to sort of pick these ones out. And then we have to sort of, you know, go through all those files, which, I mean, for the last year was over 10,000 files. And the more advanced approach is what we're working on is using AI to actually detect the frequencies of humpback whales automatically. But you need to kind of train the algorithms first. So this is where we are at the moment, sort of halfway there.
So how much do we already know about the language of whales? What do we know about what the sounds might mean?
Well, for humpback whales, there's a complexity to it because they like to change their vocals. And that means every year they're adding new kind of tones and frequencies, which also makes, of course, the detection a bit more difficult, but also the understanding, because what do these new tones and frequencies mean? But there are certain vocals that are staying the same. And I think, you know, we sort of, you know, obviously know social communication between mums and calves. And we also know male singing. So these kind of frequencies, they have repetitive patterns, which are then, you know, easy to pick out. But we obviously can't translate it word to word. And I suppose, you know, they will have a language that will explain certain circumstances and danger. But to actually understand what frequency means, for instance, danger, we would need to actually have that situation captured somewhere out in the wild and, you know, have visual confirmation of what it actually means.
So much complexity. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where whale researcher Olaf Meinacker is my guest. So what's the latest audio that you've collected been able to tell you about, you know, the patterns of migration for humpback whales?
Yeah, so we've for the first time went through all this data from Batemans Bay, and there's never been a hydrophone deployed before in that region. And it actually gave us an interesting insight into the presence of humpback whales. And normally we've got the southern migration, the northern migration, and there is a gap, which means there is usually less whales present when the whales are all up north in the breeding area. But it turns out that pretty much from mid-June onwards, there is 100% detection during the entire time of the recordings. A minor little sort of drop around August, but it's insignificant. And that means that there's really presence of humpback whales through the entire season, and there's no drop in recordings. It suggests that there's obviously a lot of whales, but also sort of supports what people have been saying, that, you know, in recent years, there's a lot more whales present during the entire season, and even whale watch operators have responded, and they, you know, sort of extended their season. So this could be because there's more whales, but it could also be some whales just don't do that migration up north anymore and trying to save that energy. If they don't breed, they don't need to have to go all the way up north, and they can socialize on the south coast of New South Wales.
Hard to blame them. That's a good thing to do. But look, it's clear learning a lot of interesting things from this audio. Olaf, thank you very much for joining me on Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.